Hi, I'm Claudius, and today I'll be reading the Norse goddess of love story, Freya, from Dalir's Book of Norse Myths. All of the goddesses wore beautiful jewelry, but Freya, the goddess of love and beauty, had the loveliest necklace in the world. It was made of gold and sparkling gems and glowed like red-hot fire. The gnomes had made it with great magic, and Freya was so fond of it that she never took it off. Most of the Æsir loved to see the blazing jewel on Freya's snow-white bosom, but Loki's eyes flickered with greed whenever he looked at it, and one day he decided to steal it. That night, when all Asgard was asleep, he tiptoed to Freya's door, changed himself into a fly, and crept through the keyhole. Freya lay asleep, dreaming about her lost husband, and tears of gold trickled down her cheek. She was beautiful, but Loki only had eyes for the jewels sparkling at her throat. He wanted to grab it, but even in her sleep, Freya guarded it with her hand over the clasp. So Loki hummed and buzzed around her ear until at last Freya lifted her hand to shoo away the fly. In a flash, Loki changed himself back into his own shape, and with fingers as long and thin as spiders' legs, lifted the necklace from Freya's throat. Then he silently sneaked away from to the seashore, changed himself into a seal, and swam toward a rocky islet with the jewel in his mouth. But Heimdall, who was faithfully standing guard at the Rainbow Landing, heard the splash as Loki dove into the water. Turning, he caught sight of something gleaming in the mouth of a seal, and that made him suspicious. He changed himself into a seal also and set off in pursuit. When Loki heard that he was being followed, he clambered quickly up onto the islet. He sat down on the jewel to hide it and looked around with innocent eyes as Heimdall came closer. Heimdall was not fooled by all that innocence. He recognized Loki's eyes and understood that he had been up to no good. He threw himself at him, and barking, biting, beating their flippers, the two seals fought furiously. Heimdall was the bigger of the two, and at last he pushed Loki into the water, and there lay Freya's necklace, gleaming and blazing on the gray stone. Heimdall returned the necklace to Freya, and Loki did not try to steal it again. But from then on, Heimdall and Loki, who had never been friends, were deadly enemies. If you want to get in touch with us, maybe become a guest reader if you have a myth you want us to read, or just want to let us know how we can improve, you can email us at mythfriday@gmail.com. mythfriday@gmail.com. It's one word, no caps. Don't forget to share the podcast and visit our website at sites.google.com/view/mythfriday for any announcements and links to our contributors' podcasts. That's sites.google.com/view/mythfriday. We're Cato and Claudius, this is Myth Friday, and we'll see you next week.